Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, today's show is brought to you by the letters U and V and the number 5. That's right, U, V, and 5. Do you remember watching Sesame Street as a kid? Right, the show, it always had a sponsor, quote-unquote, right? A sponsor, two letters and a number, right? And, well, of course, if you've heard the show at all, you know that I have a toddler, three-year-old guy now. And so I'm again watching Sesame Street, and to borrow from that show, you know, like I said, today's show is sponsored by the letters U and V. And now I'm not talking about UV light and whether or not it's an effective treatment for a virus. I don't know. I have no clue. What I'm talking about is actually possible recovery curves for a recession. You know, the curve could be V-shaped, which is the ideal case, right? Meaning a fast recovery, a very fast upward trend, a fast return to normal. V-shaped, right? Or it could be U-shaped, right? With a decline and then a bottom, a very pronounced bottom, and then a recovery. In other words, it's more protracted, okay? So on today's show, I want to talk just briefly about what may be in store for us in terms of a recovery, U or V-shaped, just briefly. And I want to share some of the other news of the day with you, some very important stuff, so you're going to want to catch this. And I also want to tell you, just from personal experience, how the lease-up process is going on a house that I am renting out right now. Right now in these strange times, I've got turnover, right? How's it going? And then I really want to get back to the basics with you. I want to talk about why we buy rental real estate. Why, if you've lost a job, or maybe you fear losing a job in the near term, or maybe you've taken a pay cut. Look, 46% of U.S. households have experienced a drop in income already to date, 46%. So let's talk about why rental real estate makes such a great backstop, financial backstop for these situations. I mean, it is the best way to achieve your financial freedom in general anyhow. But let's talk about why right now it is serving our membership at Lifestyles Unlimited extremely well. So, sponsored by the letters U and V and the number 5. Well, 5 for a couple of reasons. We make money in real estate 5 ways. And you can retire in 5 years or less if you start investing, if you start following the right roadmap, the right model. Okay. And let me give you the number here in the studio. If you've got any questions on any of the topics today or really anything related to real estate, give me a call. The number here is 855-497-4335. Again, that number, if you've got questions, it's 855-497-4335. If you're shy, go ahead and send me an email, askandy@luinc.com. I do check those throughout the show. That's askandy@luinc.com. So starting with those letters U and V, right? What is our post-lockdown recovery going to look like? So how's your crystal ball working? Let me ask you that. I'll tell you, mine is looking a little grubby. That toddler probably has gotten a hold of it a few times too many, but I don't know. But I will tell you this. For the longest time, I was hopeful, convinced we would see that V-shaped recovery. But right now, given the way that we're going about the reopening, the staged or phased reopening, I think it's more likely now that we will see a U-shaped recovery. Now, what exactly that shape of that U looks like, how pronounced, how long is that bottom, I don't know. But it does mean that the recession will be a little more drawn out than I had thought before. And of course, depending on where you're listening, it's going to be different for different parts of the country, different states, even different cities within states, right? I mean, Texas, for example, we're slowly opening up its economy. Yesterday, we started the retail-to-go concept, right? And we'll hear more tomorrow from our governor on Monday, the 27th. We'll hear what the next steps are going to look like. He's going to give us some feedback, see how things have developed since initially making that announcement to reopen. But I'll tell you, people, you know, they're getting a little stir crazy, I know we are. We actually made a trip halfway across DFW from the Dallas side of the airport to the other side, to our favorite brew pub, just to pick up some great barbecue and some craft beer to go, right? Retail to go. And I was surprised. We actually had to wait in line when we got there. There were a number of people. So, I mean, there's some activity. I don't know how pronounced, how widespread it is, but it is good to see that we are out there supporting our local businesses. I mean, City of Colleyville, by the way, they fully opened. I don't have all the details there, but I hear they were very active, right? So it's all going to come down to how we run through these different stages, right? The question now becomes really, how long does it take us, thinking of that U-shaped curve, how long does it take us to get to the bottom? And then how protracted, right? How long is that bottom going to last? I'll tell you one thing for sure, though. With a U-shaped curve, or even a V-shaped one, right? You're only going to know that we've passed the bottom looking in the rear view mirror. We're going to hit that bottom, and we're going to start climbing back out, and only then are you going to know it. So if you're thinking about getting involved in rental real estate, apartments, houses, I don't care which, they're both great. Don't wait until you see that bottom in the rear view mirror, because you will have already missed a great opportunity. And I'll tell you a little bit about some opportunities that my wife and I were talking about just yesterday that we missed following that 2007, 2008, 2009 Great Recession. Right? We looked back in our rearview mirror just yesterday. We're like, wow, what were we doing? What were we doing? So that's the U-shaped, that's the V-shaped recovery curves. I want to tell you a little bit about some of the stuff we're hearing in the news, in particular, about an act that was proposed in Congress that has some very onerous provisions for landlords. It's called the Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act of 2020. Hey, it sounds great, right? Cancel rent. Cancel the mortgage. Hey, everybody's great. No, as a landlord, what about my property taxes? If you're listening in Texas, you know those can be substantial. And in fact, if you are listening in Texas, you're going to want to tune in a week on on May 3rd, on Sunday. I'm going to have a great guest with me. We're going to talk about the process of protesting that tax appraised value so that you can save a lot of money. I know over the years I have taken lessons I took from this fellow. So we'll talk about that next week. And when we return from the break, I want to tell you a little bit more about this Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act of 2020 and tell you how things are running right now with my lease up. So you landlords out there can take heart and take away a little bit of a positive attitude. So stay tuned.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
To the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're hitting a broad array of topics. We started out the conversation in the first segment talking about possible recovery curves, right, out of this recession. Could be V-shaped, more probably now going to be U-shaped, and a lot's going to come down to where in the United States, this vast country, where you live, right? How your local government is opening up the state, how they're managing that process. So stay tuned, right? We'll see how this develops. Now, if you do have any questions for me on any of the topics today, the number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. Or my email is askandy@luinc.com. And I'm going to tell you a little later about a case study that's coming up. It is an invitation only, but if you'd like to get that invite, just send me an email to that address, askandy@luinc.com, and I'll make sure you, if you're not already a member, you do get an invitation. Now, I want to talk about this Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act of 2020. I'm not going to go into super depth here, I'm actually going to point you to a radio show that was done on Friday. Al Gordon hosts a show during the week from noon to one Central Time, and he had Lynn Murrow, our Executive Vice President of Lifestyles, in on Friday into the show, and they talked about a broad array of topics. But in the first segment, you're going to want to hear this. They really hit on this Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act of 2020, and give that a listen. It's not archived out on the website yet, but it should be early next week. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the radio tab, and you can find that there. But the nuts and bolts of it is that they want to cancel rent. They want to cancel mortgages too. They seem to think that, hey, if we cancel the mortgages for the landlords, that offsets their rent. Everybody's great. But look, I mean, as a landlord, I've got to pay my property taxes, right? I escrow those every month. I got to pay insurance on the property, right? Maintenance. Do these guys want me to maintain the property and keep it up for those residents? I do. Best product, best price. We always keep our houses in the best shape that we can. Are they going to cover that as well? Or do I have to keep up with that? Who's going to pay for that now? These are all things that these people clearly have not thought about. I don't know where their heads are. You know, they don't have any gray matter in between their ears, as far as I can tell. But you have to understand, rent covers all of these things, not just the mortgage payment. And a lot of people do this full time. They are fully retired. Guess what? That covers their lifestyle as well. You're going to take that away? So what I want you to do, like I said, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button. That show will be archived early next week. You can find that out there. That was on Friday, April 24th. That's Al Gordon with Lynn Murrow. And they go into a little more detail. And Lynn gives some great recommendations about getting in touch with your congressman or congresswoman to make your voice heard in protest of this garbage. So give that a listen. And I'll tell you, the unfortunate thing for us here in Texas is this bill is in part sponsored by one of our own, by a Texan whose head is clearly somewhere else. So she's out of El Paso. Her name is Veronica Escobar, new congresswoman, new representative in the House since 2019. So even if you don't live in El Paso, even if she's not your representative, if you're here in Texas, give her a holler. Call her office. Send her an email. Let her know that this doesn't fly. Now, the good news is this bill won't fly. There's no way this is going to pass. But I don't like that it's getting into the conversation from the get-go. Right? I don't want to see this rear its head again, but it probably is. Let her know. Okay. Again, her name is Veronica Escobar. Google her. Google the Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act of 2020, and learn a little bit more and listen to that radio show. Now, I want to shift from that kind of negative tone to a more positive note, especially if you're a landlord right now. And especially if you're a landlord like me with turnover that is coming up. Turnover meaning I've got a tenant in there now, a resident. Well, they're moving out. Now I need to find another one. Okay. Apartments, it's less of an issue, right? You absorb this in your hundreds of doors, perhaps. But if it's a single family house, it may be a little bit different. But I want you to take heart, and here's why. Now, I knew about this turnover. I knew it was coming up for a while. These folks took a job out of town, and they gave notice a long time ago. So that's great. We had preparation. We had time to give this some thought. But still, I have to confess, I was a little bit unsure how the process would run, you know, in the current environment with the COVID-19 out there. Would there be much interest? Would there be much traffic? Now, I've heard anecdotally from cohorts of mine within Lifestyles and without that they're seeing a lot of activity, but this was my first time to cross that bridge. And the family got all their stuff out over the prior weekend. So I went into the MLS. I posted the house for lease, noted in there, no showings until I've been able to go and confirm that the house is truly vacant. That was Friday night. Got a ton of interest. Realtors calling me, texting me, asking me, when can we show it? Read the notes that I put in the listing, please. But eventually got over there Monday, opened it up for showings on Tuesday, and I was absolutely floored. Absolutely floored by the level of interest on this house. This is the first house we bought starting back in 2012. And we had more interest, more showings, more applications than we have ever seen. What's going on? Well, there are fewer listings in general. A lot of people are unsure what's going on in the market. A lot of landlords have their renewal period right now in the springtime. That's the ideal time to do this because there's a lot more demand normally, right? Well, it's gone through the roof because there's less supply. fewer listings in general. I looked at the MLS, and when I did that in preparation to list this house, I was a little surprised at how few I saw out there. I got another house over on the other side of the airport. Family's been with me since day one, since we finished rehabbing the property, and they've been talking every year at renewal time. Well, we think we might finally buy a house. They finally did it. And they're closing here middle of May, so they'll be out at the end of their lease term at the end of May. After seeing what I've seen now on this house here locally, I have no concerns. But again, we follow the Lifestyles model, best product, best price. We keep up with our houses. In fact, I got feedback on this particular house from one realtor that all the houses they looked at in this price point, we have it listed around $1,700, they're in bad shape. They need a lot of work. She said, yours looks great. Great residents, they kept it great. Well, that's because we screened thoroughly, and they did keep it great. I was very impressed when I did my walkthrough on Monday. Not a lot to do, right? And this realtor, she really underscored that for me. And that is why we follow the Lifestyles model. If you don't know what the Lifestyles model is, you need to learn. A great opportunity coming up. We've got our free workshops that we normally would do in person. Well, we're doing those virtually. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. We've got any number coming up. In fact, tomorrow, April 27th, no Monday night football, no sports going on. Come on. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Register for that free workshop. It is live. You can interact with the presenter, ask questions. And that's tomorrow. We got another one 2 days after that, another few days after that, and so on. So check that out. And I'll tell you what, we'll do a little bit of work now that the family's out before we already have, like I said, I don't know how many applications. We've got a family that's going to move in May 1st. We're going to have zero vacancy. Current lease goes through April 30th. New one starts May 1st. But we're going to get our handyman in there, right? We're going to do a little bit of work, some minor touch-up. Get a carpet guy in there. Get my AC guy in there now while it's vacant so he can do the spring service. Get a tree guy out there. I got a little bit of mistletoe growing. This is what Congress does not see. We are creating jobs. We are keeping people working. We're creating value, and they are looking to destroy value with junk like this Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act that I mentioned. So go listen to that show. It's got me all fired up. And when we come back to the show, I want to, again, turn back to the positive side and tell you why we invest in rental real estate. Stay tuned to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're covering a broad array of topics. We talked at the start of the show. If you missed that, you can check out the show. It'll be archived. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab. But we talked about potential recovery curves. Recovery to the recession could be V-shaped, probably going to be U-shaped, means a more protracted recovery from the recession, possibly a longer bottom, right, to the recession, which is why you need to get ready, right? You want to get ready. That's going to create more opportunity, ultimately, for us as real estate investors. People are simply going to go under. People in businesses, apartment communities, it's going to happen. A lot of people operate well, a lot of people don't, right? You know, it's those folks out on that one end of the bell curve that are going to have a hard time. Okay. And I want to give you the telephone number here. If you do have any questions, I do see I have a caller on hold. Let me pick that up here in just a second. If you want to call in as well, the number here is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And note that email address, because we have a case study coming up April 30th. That's later this week on Thursday. It goes from 6 to 9. And you're going to want to participate. If you're a member already, easy peasy, you know how to register. If you're not, it is by invitation only. Send me an email to askandy@luinc.com, and I will make sure that you can come join us, learn what we do, and here are a couple of case studies around single family investors that have done a deal or two or more. What did their numbers look like? And then hear about an apartment investor and a deal that he or she has done, right? So ahead of the break as well, we talked about the Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act of 2020. It's total junk, unlikely to pass. But you need to give our congressman here in Texas that is supporting that an earful. Her name is Veronica Escobar. She is out of El Paso. Whether you are in El Paso or not, you can let her know what you think about it. I think it's junk. I will be doing the same. And be sure to go to lifestylesunlimited.com and check out the radio show from Friday the 24th. It's not been archived yet. It'll be out there next week. And hear what Lynn Murrow and Al Gordon have to say on that show as well. Okay. And I want to move forward. We talked a little bit about, for the landlords out there, take heart, because the leasing process is going very, very quickly. There's a lack of inventory out there, and a lot of people are wanting to rent. A lot of the folks that I've talked to during my lease-up process of a house I'm dealing with right now, they're telling me they're in apartments and they want to get out. So if you're a single family landlord in particular, I think you're going to see a lot of flow as people quarantined, stuck at home in some little boxes are realizing, I need a backyard for my dog, for my kid, a tree to put a swing in, whatever it is. So we're seeing a lot of movement. And let me see here. I got Julio here. Julio, are you with me?
Excuse me?
Hi, Julio. This is Andy. You've reached the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. How are you doing today, and how can I help you?
I'm not doing so well, but I'm glad that you answered my call. And, you know, I want to congratulate you for your show. We need somebody that voices, our concerns and that supports our president. So,
absolutely.
What I'm going to tell you, you know, the reason I'm calling is because of the topic that you're talking about on the show, about the freezing of the mortgages and rent. You know, I pay a mortgage to Bank of America, so I make sure I don't fail to pay every month. And but then at the same time, I'm a landlord. And I happen to have a renter that moved into one of my apartments last month, and this month he hasn't paid the rent. And not only that, he moved out of the property and let somebody in there, you know, who is not registered in the contract. But what I believe, because he's been giving me the runaround, he won't answer my calls, and he won't, you know, not respond to the knocking at the door. But I know there is somebody there running, I mean, living on it. And it's bills paid. It's all bills paid. So they keep the light outside, inside the house, and the air conditioner running all the time, you know, 24 hours. Just in this month that he's been there, the electricity bill has doubled, and so is the water. It's in the back of my house. I'm 62 years old, and I lost my job, and so I depend on the income. And this person, I believe, he moved out and let somebody in there, subletting the place, and not paying the rent. And I believe they do so because they believe that they can get away with this kind of stuff.
That's unfortunate, Julio. Yeah. I've talked to a lot of my landlord buddies, fellow investors I know through Lifestyles and so on. And so far, I've not really heard, I've not heard this type of situation. I've talked to one guy that's not a Lifestyles member that has a 24-plex, and he had a similar situation where somebody fully understands what's going on and the fact that evictions are put on hold, and he is taking advantage of the situation. But that's the one other case that I know of. What I would advise you to do, what you absolutely need to do, is talk to your lawyer. If you don't have a real estate lawyer, you need to find one, and have them take a look at what options you have. Right, especially since that all bills paid. We know that evictions are on hold, whether you're in Dallas County, Tarrant, doesn't matter. If you have a loan on the property and it is not a federally backed loan, right?
It's you Bank of America, so I wonder.
That is Bank of America. Okay, yeah. So you'll need to talk to Bank of America. You need to find out if it is a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac backed loan. If it is, evictions are off the table for us. It was a total of 120 days plus 30, puts us somewhere in August or late July. If it's not, you still have that as an option. Now, depending on where you are, local jurisdictions may have other you know, other overlays, so to speak, in place that say no evictions for 60 days, 30 days, whatever it is. So again, talk to your attorney first and foremost, okay, and try to get that ironed out. Talk to your lender to find out if, you know, if that is a federally backed loan.
Okay. I have another question. You know, this person is not living there already, but he left somebody there who I don't know who that is. So I wonder if he can press criminal charges or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's, again, talk with your attorney there. It's a unique situation the way you've described it, especially because it's effectively you've got one that's somebody that's taken possession that's not on the lease. You know, even if I buy a house, from somebody and there's a squatter in there and they've been in there for a period of time, I still have to evict them. So it's a little bit of a gray area for me. So again, talk with your lawyer, talk with your bank. You know, if you haven't already filed for the EIDL loan, they've just rerun another package through Congress. So I would look at getting some funds if you can. Through the Small Business Administration. So, Julio, I sympathize with you, and thank you for calling in today. Feel free to send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I'd like to hear how it works out, okay? Or if you have any other questions, we can maybe discuss. But, again, unfortunate. But this is really the second case, I guess, where I've heard of somebody really taking advantage of the situation, and I almost wonder if they know, right? You know, there's some squirrely people out there. It's why we run, you know, very thorough background credit, you know, criminal checks when we go through our lease up process, right? We're going through that right now. Because we're very thorough, we've got very good people in place. You know, you occasionally get someone like this through the doors. And then you need to know what is my next recourse? And that's where your attorney comes into play. That's where, again, here, unique situation, right? With the coronavirus and the COVID-19 going on around us, eviction moratorium and so on, you've really got to start digging and get all your information together. That'll help you, you know, point in the right direction. What actions can you take, right, in this environment? So again, I'm sorry to hear that, Julio. And we're running a little shy on this segment. So when we come back from the break, I do want to transition to, you know, number five, right? Sponsored by UV and the number five. I want to talk about the way that we make money in real estate. I want you to understand that, because I want you to be inspired. I want you to come out and see the case study I mentioned, right? I want you to check out freeworkshoplivestream.com. Just come out. It's free. It's live. Do it from the comfort of your house to see what we're talking about, to understand what we're talking about, to see if real estate investing is something for you. And you're going to want to do it soon because you want to be ready, right, to pick up those deals that are coming down the pike. I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we continue with the show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the show, we're hitting a broad array of topics, including the recession recovery curves. Will it be U or V shaped? It's more likely to be U shaped now, okay? Just due to the way that we are doing the staged reopening of the federal and, more importantly, the state and local economies. And because of that more U shaped curve, there's going to be a little more fallout, right? This is where whether you're an investor now or you're just thinking about it, you need to get prepared. You need to start to get that cash together so that you have the money to buy. If you're not already pre-approved with a lender, both a hard money and a refinance lender, you need to get that pre-approval going. Okay. Last week's show, we had Will Fitz from First Imperial Mortgage on the show. He talked all about what they do as conventional lenders on the refi side, right, on the back end. Go give that a listen, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab. But you need to get ready, okay? you need to get ready. I talked about the case study. We'll be hosting that on April 30th. If you would like to attend, email me at askandy@luinc.com. I'll make sure you get an invitation to that. It's online, right? You don't have to leave the comfort of your home. And then finally, we talked about the free workshop. You can go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. There's one tomorrow. Go join it. Go join it. If you like it, give me an email. Get on board for the case study. Lots of opportunity. But now's the time to lay that foundation. Now's the time to lay that foundation. And it's a great time to get on board with a mentoring group. We just had the call from Julio. He's clearly struggling. That's when you really want someone on your team that has years, decades of experience. We have mentors in all of our offices that are, they've been around a while. You know, they've seen it all. Maybe not the coronavirus. This is new, but pretty much everything else. And they're able to apply all of the things that they've learned. Dell, he's been doing this over 30 years, right? Lifestyles Unlimited has been around for 30 years. It's a great place to go have access to those mentors for these very situations. I can tell you when we got started, our hair was on fire. We didn't know what was going on when we bought that first house, that second house. We leveraged those mentors all the time. And they helped us understand. They helped us learn better, stay calm, right? And carry on, right? We kept going and we've built up a portfolio, retired my wife. I'm working part-time by choice, could quit as well, but I enjoy what I do. But the thing you need to understand with residential real estate, it's not like the stock market. We wait for it to go up and then it goes down and we wait for it to go up and then it goes down, right? Maybe we get a few dividends here and there or gold, but well, it doesn't do anything other than sit in storage somewhere. We wait for appreciation. With residential real estate, we make money five ways. Six, if we're talking about apartments, houses, five ways. And here's the thing, people will always, they always will need a place to live. You know, I talked to a guy the other day, he does storage units. Those are in high demand. We as Americans, right, we're consumers. We got to put all our stuff somewhere. Well, we're consuming a little less right now. What's going to happen to those storage units? People need a place to live, but if push comes to shove, they really don't need all that junk that they're paying to keep around, right? Think about retail, commercial. That market is shifting massively, especially right now where we're all at home. Amazon, right? I see that truck pass by my house every day, multiple times a day. Who needs to go to a store any longer? And more people are working from home, especially after this. I think a lot of employers are going to realize, whew, that's a great way to cut costs. We can reduce our overhead. Why pay a lease to that commercial landlord? Just move our staff home. That's what I do. I work from home, as it were, for my part-time employer. So the way that we make money in real estate, this is what you need to understand. Cash flow. Obviously, right now, that is the most important thing. You know, Julio, he needs cash flow. He's retired. The company I work for is getting hammered out there in the market. We've got mandatory unpaid time off. We've got furloughs. I don't, fortunately, but we do have pay cuts, massive pay cuts. But it's okay because that cash flow is coming in from that rental portfolio. So cash flow, that's that rent that I'm collecting, net of expenses, principal, interest, right? The mortgage, taxes, insurance, a little bit of maintenance we do here and there. Again, back to what I said earlier, when I got the feedback from the realtor showing my property, she said, wow, it looks great. Because we follow best product, best price, which is the Lifestyles model. We keep it going. Our maintenance is minimal because of that. I mean, here in DFW, we're seeing anywhere from $200 to $500 per month cash flow. So think about your situation right now. How would, say, an extra $400 a month help? It could go a long way. That's one house. What if you had five? That's $2,000 a month to help you through the situation. That's cash flow. That's the important thing right now. But as we buy, and as we buy in the very near future, look, values are going to drop. How much is a question? It's all going to vary from location to location, but we're already seeing that the market has shifted from a seller's market to a buyer's market. I mean, there are buying opportunities out there right now that are 5 to 10% less than they were last year. And again, it's going to depend on where you are. Some primaries could drop as much as 15%. So now's where you want to get in. Get those things at a discount. And that's fundamentally what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Even in a normal market, we buy on the way up, we buy at the peak, we buy on the way down, and we definitely buy in that trough. and we capture equity. That's the second way that we make money with real estate. We're buying at a discount. You know, apartments, deferred maintenance, not updated since 1960s, right? Or run poorly. A good operator goes in, turns that thing around, and they create equity. Houses. Think about your neighborhood. Do you have that one house that always seems to have tall grass? Maybe they just added a window unit. What's going on there? Can't afford to replace the AC probably, right? Roof looks a little rough. And you know, what do you think it looks like on the inside? We get that at a discount. We fix it up, and the spread between what we bought it for, our repair cost, and the end value, that's that equity capture. And that's huge for wealth building. I looked at a deal that came across my desk from the office in San Antonio, the Lifestyles Realty office, just a little under $17,000 to buy it, to get into this deal, right? To buy it, to fix it up, refinance. And you're capturing on top of that an $18,000 plus. You're doubling your money in a very, very short period of time. That's huge. And we see a lot of that. And that's going to get better. It's going to get bigger. Cash flow, equity capture. The third way, equity buildup. Our tenants pay down that mortgage for us. And of course, with that trough, we're going to see values go down. But just like we saw in 2007 to 2009, people that bought then, they really enjoyed some appreciation. I started in 2012. I really enjoyed some appreciation. If you get ready to buy in 2020, there's going to be a dip. You're going to buy. You're going to enjoy some appreciation. But remember, you're not going to know that you hit that dip until you look in the rear view mirror, which is why you need to get ready now. Don't wait. And finally, for single family houses, we've got great tax advantages. A lot of Congress, they're real estate investors, clearly not the people that are coming around the corner with this Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act. Veronica Escobar, let her know your thoughts. It's junk. But a lot of them are invested in real estate. So naturally, the taxes favor us as real estate investors. Five ways we make money. Number six, if you invest in apartments, you got forced appreciation. Houses are valued differently than apartments. An appraiser goes out, he looks at my neighborhood, looks at my house, which houses similar to mine sold for what prices. That's my value. In a nutshell, apartments are different. Apartments are valued based on their cash flow. Net operating income. If you as an operator can push that revenue up and push those expenses down, you increase that net operating income. And like a huge lever, you create a massive amount of wealth. So we buy apartments in order to create wealth. And we also buy them for cash flow. You can do both, or you can do a mix thereof. But that forced appreciation is amazing. It is powerful. So if some of this is a little foreign to you, if you're not already an investor, again, I encourage you to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. You'll learn a little bit more. Check out our case study. Email me at askandy@luinc.com. I'll make sure you get an invitation. That free workshop's about an hour and a half. The case study goes a lot longer, about 3 hours. A lot of information. You're going to learn a lot, and you need to lay that foundation now, like I said. You want to get ready. We don't know how long this opportunity will remain with us, but you want to be ready. And one last thought, I want to throw this out there. Looking forward, May 3rd, be sure to tune in next week. If you own a house, your personal residence, or you know any number of rental properties, you know what's about to happen. We're about to get those valuations from the county appraisal districts. I'm in Tarrant County, I'm in Denton County, I'm in Dallas County. Every website says coronavirus has no impact on January 1. So I'm going to be ready to go in there and protest using the skills, using the things I've learned over the years, and using what the guests that I'm going to be bringing on taught me 8 years ago. I went to a seminar, just like free workshop online, right? Or the Financial Freedom Program 2 Day. A lot of seminars, a lot of events that Lifestyles hosts. And this gentleman, he presented back then, and I took that stuff to heart. I've saved a lot of money over the years going down to the county, protesting my values. You can hire companies to do it, but you can do it yourself. It's pretty straightforward. But we're going to arm you with some tools and tricks, okay? Again, freeworkshoplivestream.com. And askandy@luinc.com if you'd like an invitation to that case study. That's Thursday, April 30th. Appreciate talking with you today. Hope you have a good day. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.